Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real quick. It is episode number 100 within the loop. Your place to hear about all things Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas football. Hey, Fred, nobody gives a f*** about David Beatty.
He has a point. By the way, congratulations to Alejandro Cantu for winning our first pair of tickets to Texans-Jaguars. He's going to be attending the game December 30th. We're going to have your chance to win at the bottom of every hour. He answered the question correctly. The interview we first had was Billy Bob Thornton, yeah, right here on In the Loop.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
It is tough because, you know, we lost and you don't want to do this to your team, and especially, you know, in a situation like that. But, I mean, I'm ready to bounce back tomorrow.
Oh, he can speak English. Okay. Hey, what's up, Asuna?
Well, if you ask him the right question, if you ask him about what happened in Toronto, he doesn't all of a sudden, he forgets.
Okay. He goes Sammy Sosa in Congress.
Mande? Dígame?
It's all right. All right. You know what, Roberto? I still got your back.
No, you shouldn't.
Absolutely, I got his back.
I'm ride or die. Selective English comprehension.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, if that's what they, you know, if that's what the owners and the management wanted him to do, then so be it. And listen, they're the ones that got egg on their face afterwards because how the translator didn't screw things up.
Oh, yeah, the translator screwed stuff up. I want to say this about the Osuna thing. If you never really, if you just thought it was about baseball the whole time, then more power to you. But if you were one of these guys that decided to vocally defend Osuna and defend him tooth and nail when they traded for him, and then all of a sudden, when he wets the bed yesterday, now all of a sudden you're bringing up his off-field issues, you're a slime ball. Let's be honest, you're a slime ball.
How about that?
Well, I think anybody that brought up his off-field issues yesterday is petty.
Unless they were doing it the whole time.
I don't care. Even if you did bring it up the whole time, it's petty. Okay?
It's not petty. It's an issue. Come on now.
It's not an issue because it's done. It's over.
No.
He's taken care of it through the proper channels. He did everything he was supposed to do, right, wrong, or indifferent, okay? And he's moved on.
No, I understand that in terms of his case, but he is still going to be associated with that. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Right,
as you
I get
say.
That. But
so people are going to have an opinion on it.
I just think
we have an opinion on it.
But to bring that up.
My opinion on it is completely different from yours.
All I'm saying is, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the guy was lights out all year long.
Oh, no. I agree
Astros.
With what Landry said.
You know what I'm saying?
If you, all of a sudden you say, oh, see, you know, curse of the guy
well,
who beats
people,
his girl.
That's what
you know,
saying,
I saw that
people,
on Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. But even if people who were dogging him and then, oh, that's the reason why he you know, didn't pitch well last night. Forget all.
No, I agree with that.
Hell with all that.
But what I'm saying, you can't all of a sudden say, everybody forget, all right?
Yeah.
Everybody just forget about
this. Yeah, then last night. No. And for all the, you know, folks that are still, listen, I'm a Roberto Osuna guy since day one, since he got here. And I'm going to be a Roberto Osuna guy, till the end. So, listen, he did not look good. He was terrible last night. 54 was not good last night.
But I had no issue with Hinch bringing him in. No. I don't get that. Look, it was basically just as important as a save situation. It was
sure
a one-run game. You needed to keep it at one run. Like, there was no problem with Hinch bringing in who he believes is his best pitcher to shut the opposing team down.
Absolutely not.
And keep it a one-run game.
The only problem I had with Hinch is that he didn't use him in Boston.
Yeah, no.
Because he was cold in there. He hit two dudes.
Well, and the one was just ridiculous.
I mean, he did hit him, but
he glazed off his foot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he just laid out. Was it Moreland? I think he just smacked, and I think they were, one had two strikes. But point is, and of course, they were both with two outs. But I had no problem with them bringing him out in the eighth. I mean, I got it. Because, again, you're down two runs. You want to keep it at two runs. Go ahead, put Osuna out there. But, again, you hadn't pitched him in 10 days. He clearly did not look himself early on. You know, the Xander Bogaerts thing kind of got, you could tell. that was kind of an ominous sign when the Xander Bogaerts thing went down. Yeah. I mean, here he gets a swinging bunt for crying out loud and gets guys on base after
that's
that.
How it happens, so, though,
that's
man. It,
that's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. And he pitched, what, 27, 28 pitches last night, yeah. which is far more than I think anybody anticipated him pitching last night.
Well, now you got to worry about that if you have a lead tonight. I mean, he'll pitch.
He'll pitch. Listen, you got to go right.
But if he gets into 19, 20 pitches.
What made me have somewhat of a optimism, I guess, is, at least from a Roberto Osuna standpoint, was, like you just alluded to, Landry, he faced the music.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, again, he didn't back, you know, he didn't hide behind the translator. I mean, he answered all the questions, and again, he did not look good, but he said, hey, and right, wrong, or indifferent, and maybe that's why he's a closer, because he's got to have a short memory, is I've gotten that guy on that pitch numerous times, and mm-hmm. guess what? I'll throw it to him again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from that standpoint, you got to feel okay about things if it comes to that again tonight. But listen, these are must-win games because you do not want to go back to Boston down 3-2.
Right.
Like I said, you want to make sure you go back to Boston because, you know, you're going to need to win tonight.
You got
to
win too.
You've got to win tonight. No, you've got to take care of business tonight.
I disagree. And this is why I disagree is disagree because I don't think it's a must-win because baseball is weird. This is I'll give you some examples.
Let's hear it.
I'll give you an example.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
When your rotation is set up perfectly and the top of your rotation is ready to go, if you're down 3-1, if you're down 3-0, you can come back. And I know that the Red Sox are the best team in baseball, but I'll go back to the 2016 World Series when the Indians took a 3-1 lead over the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs rotation was set up perfect, and they ended up winning the next three games. The Red Sox, when they ended the curse, they were down 3-0, and their rotation was set up perfect as well. I'm a fan of the must win thing, mm-hmm. but I really, if the Astros do lose tonight, I'm not counting out these champions at all. I'm not counting them out, especially when you'll have Verlander on the mound. I think Verlander is the guy that you want on the mound in that situation. And then who knows what you get from Gerrit Cole. And then anything can happen in a game 7. So while it would be nice for them to win this game, I don't consider it a must win.
I consider it about as close to a must win as you can get, just because, you know, my definition, it must win means if you lose, you're not playing anymore that season.
Yeah.
You know, that's a must win. Well, this is not necessarily that, but it's pretty dang close because you're going to be down 3-1 going back to Boston for at least one, maybe two.
Here's the thing about this 2016, that 2016 Indians team, they're not this Red Sox team.
They were good, man.
They were good. Don't get it twisted. All right, I'll agree with you 110%. But this team, as I'm finding out, and I think the rest of us that discount it, and again, do so at your own peril. I did so at my own peril. This team won 108 games, and I think you just mentioned a couple segments ago. Mm-hmm. Alex Cora can manage his ass off.
He just has a presence about him that just seems very calm and in control.
R.I.P. Stuart Scott, but this dude's as cool as the other side of the pillow. I mean, seriously, that dude doesn't get phased. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
He had a good line that they were talking about on TV last night. He was telling his guys that in this game last night, yesterday, to approach their approach should in the batter's box should be to be humble. And I'd never heard that. And they were talking about that they'd never really heard it. In other words,
what does that mean?
Be humble, like don't try to hit everything.
Don't try to be that guy.
Don't try to be a hero. Yeah. Like take. Get hit by a pitch if that means you get on base and the next guy has a chance.
Yeah.
Hit the ball the other way if that means, you know, that you can advance a runner even though you're going to be out. I like that.
Here comes the Kendrick Lamar.
That's Cora.
But
that's a really good way to resonate with your players.
No, it really
Rather
is.
Than, you know, try to knock the cover off the ball every at bat. No, man. Be humble. No. You know, take the L so the team can take the win.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No, they've, listen, he's outmanaged AJ Hinch the last two games. And of course, we've got people in the text line. Oh, you guys gave Hinch a pass. Luno's prized possessions the last couple of games haven't come up big. No one's saying that the series is over. Mm-hmm. All right. And this is tonight's game. And again, we threw out the stat yesterday. 69% of teams in the LCS, League Championship Series, AL or NL, 69% of the winners of Game 3 go on to win the series. Okay. So right now the odds are stacked against the Astros. Not mm-hmm. to mention they've given home field advantage back to the Red Sox. The only thing I worry about with you, with your point, Landry, as far as it's not, you know, if you lose tonight, okay, you can still come back. I just feel like if you know, you just got, you know, Evaldi, you know, you got Porcello going after last night. Now, I'm guessing what, Sale is supposed to pitch?
Good luck with that. His ERA is like over 9. I would want Sale to pitch every game.
No, that's what I'm saying. So Sale's not going to pitch. So who's their game 2 starter?
Astros are in Sale's
Cole?
Head.
No, not for the Red Sox. Who was their game two starter?
Who knows?
No, hold on. It went
Sale.
Oh, it was.
Why can't we think of this?
I'm drawing a blank.
Why are we not thinking?
We're dumb. There's no way we get to 200 shows. We're not getting to 200 shows. Come on now. Let's be honest.
If our show is predicated on remembering who the game two starter was for the Red Sox, we would not make it.
Dude, it was a forgettable start. There's a reason why. He got a standing ovation for going four freaking innings. It was David Price.
Oh, forgettable. Yeah. Why did they show him?
It was so short. He got a standing ovation for going four innings.
I'll give him credit, though. He's got maybe the best baseball cleats.
Because he's got the Jays. Cleats. He's jaywalking.
He is all about the Jays.
Jaywalking.
Yeah, he is all about... Why did they show him... raking the mound yesterday.
Yeah, he's ADD.
Oh, is that what
or
it is?
Or OCD or whatever. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he was just.
Because
like,
I'm ADD too, but I don't just randomly start raking.
I think it's
things.
OCD where you have to have everything like just right.
Yes, yeah. That's OCD. Yeah. ADD, you could care less. ADD. What? Huh? Who? Yeah. Where?
Don't
huh?
step on any cracks, all that stuff.
It's next level is what that is. That's next level. All right, we're going to get to this cheating thing. The Astros have been accused of cheating. Of course, according to Major League Baseball, worst case scenario is this incident isn't expected to amount to anything more than a fine for Houston, according to a report from ESPN. So, basically a guy...
As long as you get away with it.
That's it. I mean, does anybody really care? As long as it's not super egregious.
But really, going back to what I said, why this isn't a must-win. Like, do David Price and Chris Sale scare you?
Chris Sale a little bit.
Why?
No.
He's had a good year.
He's been trash. He had a good year last year, and his ERA was nearly 9. He was 0-2 against the Astros. And he just pitched 4 innings and allowed 2 runs and was all over the place. That's the best start he's had in 3 times against the Astros. They own Chris Sale. They own real estate inside his head.
You can say that, but he had like a 2-point-something ERA.
Yeah, he had it last year, and they own his ass in the playoffs.
This year, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, but look at it in the playoffs.
I understand
I'm
that.
I'm going. You know
but
what?
That's why I said Chris Sale does a little bit. You go 12-4 with a 2.11 ERA.
He's 0-3 with a near 10 against the Astros.
What's he doing? You're Astroing this thing.
I'm not Astroing anything.
You know what?
Like, you're good.
You're swaying me.
I ain't scared of Chris Sale. I ain't scared of Chris Sale. But that dude faked a stomach illness after the other day.
He did. He went to the hospital. He was hospitalized.
Allegedly,
go to the hospital anytime you want.
I'm sure he's got great. I'm
see,
sure
you're Astroing this
I think
thing.
He's got good benefits.
You're like, we're so good. We're just going to throw our caps out there.
I don't think it's that.
I'm using data.
No,
I'm using data.
You're starting to sway me. Listen, I still think you need to win tonight.
What data did you? I gave you his record and his ERA.
I gave you his ERA and record against the Astros the last 2 years when he has been a good regular season pitcher. He's a mental midget. He's 0-3. He's 0-3 against the Astros. His ERA is near 9. If Chris Sale steps on the mound, as Jameis Winston says, that's a W.
You're eating it.
That's a W.
Well, you are really...
Dip it in clam chowder and eat it. That's a W if that clown's on the mound against the Astros in the playoffs.
Now you're making me nervous. You're so cocky about
it. I'm making a guarantee when we come back. I'm making an Astro. You know what? You want to start Astro? Let's start Astro. I'm making a guarantee when we come back. ITL 100 hashtag.
It's a trending still. Number 2 in Houston.
Come on. Let's get this thing number 1. ITL 100.
Hashtag ITL 100.
Let's start getting some. Listen, we like to make bets. We like to make bold predictions here on the program. We've done it for 100 episodes. Let's not stop. Now we've got some bold predictions on these Astros, and of course the Texans and Jaguars coming up as well. A little something we like to do called Friday Future Tripping. We might just start doing some Wednesday Future Tripping as well. So lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. We'll get into some Ross Tucker, what he had to say, as well as I've got some bold Astro predictions when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is In the Loop 100. This is Sports Radio 610.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.